From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced July 26, more than $540,000 will be awarded to the city of Hudson to replace residential drinking water lead service lines. The grant is being made through the New York State Department of Health's Lead Service Line Replacement Program. Hudson was one of 18 municipalities statewide to share $10 million from the program, an element of the state's $2.5 billion Clean Water Infrastructure Act of 2017. Cuomo said in a press release, and I quote, "This next round of funding advances our commitment to helping municipalities upgrade outdated systems, helping improve health, and keep our communities thriving," end quote. Municipalities are eligible to participate in the lead service line replacement program based on the, and I quote, "percentage of children with elevated blood lead levels, median household income, and the number of homes built before 1939 when lead service lines were used," end quote. The grant funds received must be used to replace residential lead service lines from the municipal water main to the residents. Read the press release at governor.ny.gov. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson officials are weighing the possibility of imposing a moratorium on internet-based homestays such as Airbnb and VRBO while the Common Council formulates a plan to regulate them. Approximately 20 people attended the meeting of the council's legal committee June 24th to offer ideas and feedback on a draft plan to limit and regulate short-term rentals citywide. Hudson has about 150 short-term rentals registered with the city. Under the proposal, a limit would be placed on one owner per building, not per unit. Following passage of the local law, any existing rental grandfathered in would be non-transferable when the property is sold. City Attorney Andy Howard said the moratorium legislation would contain a hardship provision to allow property owners to challenge the city on the ban. Fourth Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman suggested the committee get a better handle on the extent of Hudson's short-term rental stock before finalizing the law. A draft law to establish a moratorium will be presented at the next legal committee meeting, August 28th, at City Hall. Read more about that story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. A month after the Ulster County Democratic Committee rejected Lisa Cutton as its candidate for county comptroller, the former Kingston treasurer said July 25th she will now run on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence Party lines. Cutton's campaign announcement said she initially had no plans to run under the GOP or Conservative banners, but changed her mind. In her campaign announcement this week, Cutton said of Gallagher's endorsement, and I quote, "It appears that the process and candidate selection were not subject to an honest, democratic process, but rather the result of backroom deals," end quote. Asked about her opponent choosing to run on the Republican line after initially saying she would not, Gallagher said, and I quote, "I find it ironic and an example of sour grapes that she accepted the nomination from the County Republican Committee, which literally held a backroom private meeting on July 18th with no public notice or available minutes to select her as candidate," end quote. Ulster County Republican Committee Chairman Roger Rasko said the party approached Cutton about running and not the other way around. The winner of the November election will serve the remaining 2 years of former comptroller Elliot Auerbach's four-year term. Cutton formerly served as the county's Director of Accountability, Compliance, and Efficiency, as Deputy County Budget Director, Senior Auditor for the county's Comptroller Office, County Auditor, Comptroller for the Town of Fishkill and Poughkeepsie, and City of Kingston Treasurer. Read more about that story in the Daily Freeman. The Pew Research Center's annual assessment of the state of the news media is out, and among its key findings, U.S. newspaper circulation in 2018 reached its lowest level since 1940, the first year with available data. Total daily newspaper circulation, print and digital combined, was 28.6 million for weekday and 30.8 million for Sunday last year. Those numbers represent an 8% and 9% decrease, respectively, from the previous year. And the audience for local TV fell in key time slots in 2018, down 10% for morning news and 14% for late night and evening news. Pew reports that this has been a long-standing trend with declines in 2017 and from 2007 to 2016 as well. The decline in local TV audience was the greatest loss recorded in any media sector last year. Only cable news saw its audience increase in 2018. Pew also reported that digital ad revenue has grown, but a majority of that revenue went to Facebook and Google rather than to publishers. At the same time, traffic to news websites has leveled off, and time actually spent by readers on those websites has declined. You can read more about that story at pewresearch.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.